الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا وهو السميع العليم In these ayat, many, many concepts are put forward in front of the believers and very, very applicable to us here. We came for this Islahi Jalsa. And for many of us, it seems like Islah was a very big word. Some strange thing, and we heard Sufis, and we heard Khanqa, and we heard Ma'rifat, and in English the translation is Gnosis, but with a G. So Gnosis, and a person hears this here, and Gnostics, and strange words, the souls seem like something far-fetched. What is this here? We like it to become a friend. Generally, it's our habit. We don't like to be given any titles. Somebody says he's a Sufi, you feel embarrassed. Somebody says the guy is too pious. So what you feel now? Suddenly you're out of the clique. You're feeling uncomfortable everywhere. They say he's a Sufi, he's pious, he's good. You say if they say he's a bad boy, you say yeah, I'm a macho man. Why do we have this here in us that piety? All of this here, this is not good for me. This is not, I'm supposed to be normal. I'm supposed to be neutral. I'm nothing, and really the reality is we are not tight. Reality is we got nothing good in us. But khair, what Allah is saying here is, Allah is giving us a da'wah. Allah is giving us an invitation for something which we refer to as wilaya, the friendship of Allah. Which seems to us like something so strange and out of this world, and not for me this year. And in our understanding what it is, hey, the whole night I must stand up in the tahajjud salah, I can't do that. And I must make every day 5-10 paras tilawat of Quran, hey, I can't do that. And people must see me everywhere with the tasbih, hey, me, you know, I want to just be a normal person. What the people will say? I'm involved in this and involved in that evil, me, I can't look pious. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a da'wah towards, in actual fact, the most cool thing we can ever find on the face of the earth. If a person wants to be cool, he wants to be in it. He wants to be up to the times, up to date. If he wants to be progressive, if he wants to be modern, if he wants to be somebody who is looked up to, the greatest da'wah Allah gives to us in Quran is, you can become my friend. Friendship of Allah is not something we're supposed to be running away from. Friendship of Allah is going to be the greatest honor any person can ever get. And really, if we have to understand our position in front of Allah, Allah who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah whose qudrat is so great and magnificent that not a single leaf can move without His permission. Not one single raindrop can fall down without His bringing it down. Allah is in control of, just look at this majma'ya who's sitting here. Every one of us, when we move our eyelids just to blink, and how many times we all blink today? Every single blink Allah is causing it to happen. That one morsel of food which goes down, just that eye which looks. For that eye to look, there are millions of mechanisms in the eye. We don't understand it, even the optometrists don't understand it. In all of those mechanisms, Allah is at every second moving each and every single mechanism for us to see. Allah is letting our hearts pump and function. Allah is letting the system of the heavens and the earth move. The sun is rising on Allah's command. The moon is rising on Allah's command. Winds are blowing on Allah's command. Not here, not in Azadwan, not in the Darul Ulum, on every single inch of this earth and beyond this earth. And Allah is so personal with us that at every moment Allah is listening to us. Allah is with us. We feel Allah's presence. Allah is watching us. At every moment Allah loves us. We are believers. Allah is giving us a da'wah. And what a da'wah, become my friend. Any big person in the world, it's a man's desire, I want to be amongst the top class. When we have contacts, and we go and boast about it. I was a small boy, maybe about 7, 8 years old, I can't remember exactly. So my brothers were studying in madrasa, we used to come to the Darul Uloom. So one time it happened, while Ridwan was sitting at Tikaf, so I came with a friend, and my father allowed me, I can sit for a few days. So the first day I went to meet Morana. So after meeting Morana, I told him that this is my best friend. So Morana said to me, well, I thought I was your best friend. So me, like a clever now, whenever I used to go anywhere, I used to tell everyone, you know who I am? I'm Morana Abdul Hadi's best friend. A person who feels honor, why? Right? Because I'm connected to high class people, big class people. He said, you know who I know? I know that guy there in the government. I know that gangster there. We met certain gangsters in our life also. One gangster took us out for a meal also. Allah knows best. I was very young, then there, whether his money was halal or not. But after that, I used to tell everyone after that, you know, he took me out for a meal. I went with that guy. We went to one restaurant. I wasn't supposed to say all the things here. Anyway, we went to one restaurant. Fish restaurant, because he knew now we won't eat anywhere else, so fish restaurant. And one of the specialities of that restaurant was you can take plates and break them. So I was a small boy, I couldn't understand this concept there, so I thought you must take the plates and throw it at the waitresses. So I sent one flank, almost hit one waitress on the head. Second one, they came, hey boy, take it easy, our staff are going to get hurt. So anyway, we went, that was, so a person feels, now he feels thrilled, you know, I knew that guy, I knew that person. And we are happy now, I got high contacts. Anything I need to get done, don't worry, I got the contacts to do it. I know this person, that person. All of the people of the world are all just creation. A person, he knows one woman, he knows one girl. We heard of some stories, some pious people married some very beautiful woman. Or we heard Miss World in this country, or that woman there who was an expert. And all thoughts start playing in the mind that, hey, how beautiful that woman must be, and how lovely they must be. All the Laylas in the world, and all the Maryams, and Aishas, and Fatimas, and all of their beauty put together, is not one fraction of the beauty of Allah. All of the people we can know in the world, we can come and boast, you know, I'm in contact with that. If there had to be anybody in Darul Uloom, inshallah, there's nobody who had some contact with an American actress, and he'll come, he'll show everyone, you know who's on my contact group? You know, I'm in contact with this woman here. I don't know their name, so that's why I won't mention it. I don't know who they are. But if somebody had contact with any of these people, he say, hey, see ya, you know, I'm in contact with, why? We feel important. If Allah is giving us da'wah, my dear friend, Allah never needs to call us friends. A normal person in his shop, he got a worker. He say, who is that? He says, my worker. He's an employee. I'm the employer. Some Maulanas also, when they go to the different areas, they say, the Jamaat people, they say, this is our worker. This Maulana must know, he's just our worker, not right. But people have this concept, why? He's low. He's under us. Anybody in a business, he's under me. Where in the world will it ever happen a master will say to his slave, he, this guy, well, he's my friend. No, no. He's my slave. That boy is my student. They're all under us. We want to show that we something. So everyone else is under. Allah is saying, Allah who is Rabbul Alameen, Allah who is our creator, nourisher and sustainer, is saying, yeah, you want to be my friend? Yeah, it's all open for you. You can become up close and interpersonal with me. I'm giving you the choice. Ala inna awliya Allah. If we could understand how much Allah is doing for us at every moment and appreciate Allah's great favors on us, we will understand Allah is so merciful and kind. Just anybody take an example today, breakfast. Sometimes it happens, somebody does for us a favor. Anybody. They do us a favor, how we thank, we appreciate. And if one girl has to send one chocolate, then the thank yous that will come won't end. Allah save us all from getting chocolate from any girl. Unless it's your wife, obviously. Well, the other day I had a meal at home, so I thanked my wife. All she did, she made the food warm. And then I thought to myself, how hypocritical. We thank people because they do small little favors to us. Allah who made the food for us to eat, what about these thanks? What about Bismillah before eating and Alhamdulillah after eating? That Allah who let me walk from the boarding till here. That Allah who allowed my feet to move. Somebody gives me a lift and he tells me, no pay, don't worry, it's free of charge. I'll take you 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'll take you from here to Durban. You will remember the man for your life. Allah lets us walk every day. But because there is a lack of appreciation within us, this is another major problem in our life, which we're not supposed to speak about. But unfortunately, it happens with many of us. When we come of teenage age, then we find within us, we have this feeling, and it's a shaitani feeling. Nobody loves us. If we have to really use logic, then we understand really everyone is doing everything to make us happy. I'm going for Umrah, I'm going for this. One youngster came to me in Hyderabad. He said, I hate my father. My only wish is, if I could just strangle him, or if I could hang him on a crucifix. So I told the boy, you're watching too much cartoons and movies. So why the boy asked him, so what's the issue with your father? He said, my father doesn't take me every year for holiday. Now I know his father is a good man. His father is not earning much. He's poor. He tries his hardest to bring money in the house. He got some other issues. But this is one thing, he's trying his hardest to please his children. Over the last year, this boy started going to university. So for his college, for traveling expenses, his father had to take loans. And big loans. And he took it from loan sharks. And his father is in big trouble. Because now he's owing money which he can never pay. He previously was just managing to pay his rental. Now he is going to manage to pay this amount for the sake of my son's education, what Mawlana Ismail spoke about, you can all understand. How much he is ready to do for his son. But the son is saying, I want to murder my father. He doesn't buy for me games like other parents buy for their children. We don't go on exotic cruises and we don't go for holidays. His father is putting food on the table every day. There was no shukr and appreciation for that. This is something which comes in us very easily. How much work and effort is being done by others, but very rarely we appreciate. There was one husband, one day he came home, and after work, he saw the whole house is in a mess. All the dishes, they all piled up in the sink, nothing washed, no food prepared. Children are running around in pajamas, which means they never even went to school in the morning. All of them dirty, full of food, cake, biscuits, everything all over their bodies, all over the floor, all over their clothing. Where's my wife? What happened? He's worried. Something happened to her. He goes upstairs, she's lying in the bed. She's also in her pyjamas. Bed is not made. Room is dirty, untidy, everything unclean. He said, what happened? Are you sick? She said, no, I'm not sick. He said, then what happened? She said, you know, you always tell me I do nothing in the house. I do nothing in my whole day. So today I thought, I decided I'll do exactly as you normally say. I did nothing. That husband, he also will never manage in his house if his wife does nothing. And no person will manage if anyone is doing nothing. People are doing for us, but this appreciation is lacking. If one thing we can learn today when we go out from here, just give a phone call to your parents, to your father, your mother. If somebody is married, go to your wife also. And just say, Jazakallah, for all the things you did for me. This appreciation is something which Allah loves. And when we start noticing the favors of others, then very quickly we will start noticing how unappreciative we are for Allah. Allah is doing, what I was supposed to say, was that Allah is doing so much for us. But because there's lack of appreciation from our side, we don't notice it. And then we want to take on that attitude, I don't want to be Allah's friend, hey, that's too high for me. And Allah is offering it. Allah is giving us love, and we shirking away from the love of Allah. If you have to understand, I said, you know, to get the love of Allah is the coolest thing in the history of mankind. And I wanted to mention some incidents, but there's no time now. We will just go through. There were people who gave up their kingdom in the friendship and love of Allah. I asked you, why did he give up a kingdom? Today we find it hard to give 100 rand in sadaqah. If a person got 500 rand, that 100 rand means so much for him. He said, Ish, to give this amount here, I very hard. He got food, he got shelter, he got everything else in the world. But it pains, it pricks to give up 100 rand. Why? Hey, he's going to go in sadaqah to that poor guy. I don't even know if he's going to use it right. And this man here, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah, gave up his whole kingdom. It was over one night. And Allah inspired him. Many things happened. We've got no time to speak about it. I wish I could have mentioned the incidents to you. And in one night, he gives up a kingdom. And he runs away from that wealth and honor that he had only in the love of Allah. I ask you, would anyone give up something enjoyable for something difficult if there was no other enjoyment found in it? The only reason why people could give up their kingdom was because Allah was going to give them a greater kingdom in their heart. Ibrahim bin Adham himself was sitting one day by the river bank and he was speaking to one friend of his. And he said, if the kings of the world knew of the pleasure we derive, the enjoyment we have in life, they would come with their swords and cut open our chest to take out that pleasure from our hearts so they could enjoy it. But unfortunately, they have no idea what we are enjoying. He was a king, he knew. There were people who gave up the most beautiful woman in the world. There was one famous incident mentioned in the Kitab. One worker in the palace, he fell in love with the princess. And so much he was in love with her that finally he fell sick. Obviously he couldn't get her. So after a while, his sister had to go and clean now because he was no more coming for job. The princess also sent something regarding this man. So she asked the worker, what happened? So the sister said that my And she said, my brother is sick. So she said, what's the sickness? The sister said, no, it's nothing to divulge. So she insisted, the princess insisted. She said, if you don't tell me, I will fire you from your job. So she said, actually, every time he sees you, he is overtaken by your beauty. But he is a normal cleaner in the palace. So he doesn't know what to do. He felt ill and he can't come out of his illness. The only cure is to see you. So she said, very good, I'm ready to do it. Why wouldn't I help somebody else? She also had haram desires in her heart. She also felt the inclination. She said, why wouldn't I help another person? But I can't meet him anywhere. People will say, you know what happened? What's the latest scandal? The princess and this guy. She said, the worker in the palace is a cleaner. So she said, what you do, tell him, for 6 months, he must now go into ibadat mode. If somebody's girlfriend will tell him this year also, I'm sure he'll be ready for this. We had friends also, their girlfriend used to encourage, you know, wake up for Fajr. He said, you know, my girlfriend, she's so good. She wakes me up for Fajr. He's not sitting the whole night, we're talking to her also. That's why I can't wake up in class. I'm sleeping the whole day. So, this person here, she told him ibadat mode. So much ibadah you must make, that the people, it must become famous, this man is a great worshipper of Allah. If anybody gives you any gift, just refuse it. If they come and leave money, they don't even turn towards it. If people take that money away, also let them take it. Show you got no care for the world. So after a few months now, the news spread. So the king sent his wazir, go check this guy out. The wazir went, he saw, he presented money, he said, I'm not in need of this, I take it away. The wazir left it there, he saw somebody else came and picked it up and walked away with it. This man never moved also. Wazir went back to the king, he said, that man is a genuine wali. You can't find people like this here anywhere in the world. So the king now came to visit him. And the king saw the very same thing. He's giving the king, I don't care, attitude. I'm not worried about you. Who you think you are? He even gave the king some advice. But what was there all in the back of his mind? Nobody. He said that. So that night, the princess went to the king. She said, you know, I heard that the very pious wali of Allah, how you found him? She said, hey, he's genuine. She said, can I also go see him? I'll go take du'as from him. I'm the princess. I need a good future. She said, hey, very good idea. I think you should go. So she went, she sent a message from beforehand. And he ignored the message. When she came there, he didn't allow her to enter. She stood by the door and he just said to her, he said that, you know, I thought over my reality and I was doing all of this and just acting up for the sake of nothing. But when the sweetness of the zikr and the sweetness of the salah entered my heart and the sweetness of the zuhud and having nothing to do with the world, I understood Allah showed me a kingdom better than this kingdom. Allah showed me beauty greater than your beauty. In actual fact, yesterday Allah opened up to me the scenes of the heavens and I saw the Hurul Ain there. Now all the beauties of the world just fell from us. I'm not interested in you, you carry on. So this is when there have been people who have given up the most greatest of beauties for the sake of Allah. People who gave up their wealth, people who gave up intoxicants. There was one famous incident, one Jigar Muradabadi, he was a poet, all India poet. He was so intoxicated to his liquor, when he used to go for his poetry competitions, two people used to carry him to the stage so that he could say his poetry. But he was such a master in poetry, and they say he had such a beautiful voice, the whole crowd would begin swaying when he used to start singing. Jigar Muradabadi. So anyway, this man, you know, Allah made some means, and he met Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani, his life changed, long story, I'm cutting it very short. But after his life changed, he asked Mawlana, make four du'as for me. Allah must give me a beard. Allah must give me tawfiq of making hajj. Allah must give me the chance to give up this wine. When he came to Mawlana's house, he brought his bottles also. He said, I want to come to the khanka, but when I come, then I will only come on condition he gives me permission, I can come drink there. So Mawlana was in a situation, what are you going to tell the man? So the person he was speaking to told him, hey, there won't be permission for you. And he asked Mawlana, Mawlana said, you know, he's also an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the friends of Allah don't look down upon anyone. So let the man come. If he can't see in the khanka it belongs to the public. This is the place where people come with the islah. I can't allow people to come here with drugs and with drink and liquor. He can come to my house and he can bring his liquor. So he came, he made dua to Allah. He asked Mawlana, make dua. And the last dua, make dua, must die on iman. One day he was sitting and he just thought to himself, you want to carry on living a life like this here? He said, I'm giving up liquor. It was spontaneous. We know people who are addicted. Normally they say over a period of time. But one dua of a wali of Allah, what it can do. So this man here, Allah gave him tawfiq suddenly. He was all the time drunk, even in his competition, suddenly he's not drinking at all. They had to take him to hospital a few days later. They say, your body can't take it, can't manage it. Your body needs that liquor. If you continue drinking, you'll live, otherwise you're going to die. So he asked the doctors, all of them around him, 2-3 days he had given up. He said, how much more years I live? He said, 10 years, 15 years more. He said, should I rather live 15 extra years and my beloved is displeased with me? Or I die now and I go into endless bliss. My beloved is happy with me. That drink also never meant anything now when love came. When a person understood Allah's friendship, he was ready to sacrifice everything for Allah. What I wanted to say was, don't think this is something which is not for me. This is something which is the greatest honor. This is the most cool thing. I have contact with Allah. When Wali of Allah was walking on the road, and Amir and his wife was walking on the other side. It was very rainy like today. And as this Wali of Allah walked, he never noticed, he stepped into a puddle. So some mud from there splashed on the woman. So the husband stood up, or he came front, and he gave this very one hard smack. He said, how dare you, you dirtied my bride's new dress. So that Wali of Allah looked up, and suddenly the people nearby saw that man falling down dead. So they came to the Wali and they said, why are you cursing him? So he said, I never curse him. I need dua, Allah forgive him. They said, what happened? He said, he took revenge on behalf of his beloved. My beloved took revenge on my behalf. You get Allah's friendship, Allah will be with us all the time. Allah's help will be with us. Allah's special assistance. We will see a new world around us. But we have to get Allah's friendship. To get Allah's friendship, Allah says in these ayat two simple things. One is iman. Make sure our iman is proper. Murana spoke about. Second thing is, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. You have to make a continuous effort to give up sin. We're not asking for too much wabais. We're not asking that you must read 20 rakats every night. All we're saying is give up sin. Give up evil. Why you must give it up? Because you love Allah more. And I think last year maybe I did tell you a story of that one Fatima. I don't know if anyone remembers also. But Musa told me this year, he said, when you give the bayan, give the same bayan you gave last year. Because nobody will remember what you spoke about. Allah knows this. But anyway, last year I did tell you one incident of one Fatima. And how in the love of her father she gave up her small little necklace. Gee, in the love of Allah, it shouldn't be too hard to give up our small little desires. And when we give up, what Allah will give us? Allah will give us a kingdom better in replacement. The same Ibrahim al-Adham rahimahullah, when he gave up his kingdom, a man was walking past, one of his ministers, and he saw him sitting by the river, and he said, what a fool. He gave up all of that enjoyments and wealth, now he's sitting and sewing his own clothing. So Ibrahim al-Adham rahimahullah, Allah opened up to him that this man is thinking like that. He took his rusted needle and threw it in the water. And he said, my needle, this man saw, witnessed, eyewitness, thousands of fish all came up from the water with golden needles in their mouth. Please take it from me, please take it from me. He said, I don't want all of this. I want my rusted needle. One fish dived down, brought it out. Then Ibrahim and Adam turned to that man. And he said, you tell me which kingdom was better, that one or this one. Whether we get miracles or don't get miracles, that's irrespective. That connection with Allah, when Allah is with us, that feeling that a person will experience every day in his life, all that that requires iman, and don't commit sin. Make sure you're performing your 5 times salah. Get rid of your cell phones if it's leading you to sin. If Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that we can also do a deal with Allah sometimes, and we can say, oh Allah, he gave up his kingdom, and for that you gave him honor in this world and in akhirah. You made him from your special friend. I also want to do a deal with you. I know that this woman here who I'm in contact with, I would be ready even if I had all the money in the world to spend it just to get one night with her. But Allah, I won't even look towards her. I am also giving my kingdom over to you. You also give me the kingdom of your friendship. You say, oh Allah, this cell phone here, even if I had to pay all the millions in the world to get the cell phone, I know the cell phone is the problem coming between me and you. I am ready to pay everything to get it. But oh Allah, I love you more. The cell phone I'm going to sacrifice for your sake. It's as if I have given up my kingdom. Now I want the kingdom of your friendship. And you see what Allah won't do for you. Allah give us tawfiq. This is that one sacrifice we have to make. And we will fall. We'll falter. But every time we fall and falter, Allah will just pick us up. As Imam Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah used to say, that the example of taqwa is like a person making wudu. You make wudu. Some people, they actually permanently in wudu. So it doesn't mean the wudu doesn't break. They also go to the toilet, they also sleep, they also break wind. But what happens as soon as it breaks, they straight away make wudu. All that's required from us, when our taqwa breaks, straight away just make wudu. Just turn to Allah and promise Allah, Allah, never again. I don't want to disobey you. I am going to make sure I'm going to try again. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to come out of this filth and I'm going to get rid of all the means which are around me to take me to that evil. And I promise, O Allah, I am going to be a good friend. The more friendship we build with Allah, the more beloved we will become to Allah, the more enjoyment Allah will give us here and in the Akhirah. This world is the place where Allah will show us His love, His closeness, His affection. And we are beloved to Allah. Allah is just waiting for us to return to Him. It's another whole subject altogether. Maybe inshallah somebody will speak about it. What's required from us is to turn to Allah. Every day read 2 rakats. And turn to Allah and say, Allah, I am filthy and dirty. But I know You can clean me. Oh Allah, I know You can get me out of this sin. And the only way of coming out of sin is to take Allah's help. Oh Allah, I want to become Your friend. Make this dua. At least you have this hope and this wish. I want to become Your friend. I want to become close to You. I want to become Your lover. And we will see how Allah will draw us towards Him. And the history I told you of the world has proven this here. People gave up everything for Allah's love. We also need to give up a few things. Here in the Islamic Jalsa, that's what will be discussed. What we need to give up. Give up your haram gazes. Give up your haram usage of your tongue. Give up the haram usage of your ears. Just yesterday somebody told me, when Ali mentioned in a bayan, he said somebody brought a shawl for a scarf, one friend of his. He brought it from Makkah Mukarrama and he gave it to him. And he was waiting, here I'm going to see my friend wearing it. So the first Jummah came, his friend never wore it. Then he waited one or two more days, still not wearing it. Second Jummah came, his friend still never wore it. He's watching his friend, he said, maybe each day he'll wear the scarf. What a beautiful scarf, expensive scarf I brought for him. And after all of this time here, his friend not wearing it. Eid came also, his friend still never wore it. So after a few days, he decided to visit his friend by his house. His friend said, hey, I'm so happy you came, come in. So as he walked in the house, he saw the scarf was lying on the floor. And it was being used as a rug, as an entrance mat. All the people come, they rub their shoes there and they enter in. Will this man ever buy a gift for that friend again? Allah gave us eyes. It was a ni'mat. What a gift. But we used it where? Instead of seeing Allah's qudrat, we used it to see haram. Allah gave us ears. What a gift. Instead of listening to Allah's kalam, we decided to listen to music. We decided to listen to ghibat. Allah gave us the tongue. Instead of making His dhikr, instead of speaking good things and giving da'wat, we used the tongue to speak filth and dirt. Allah gave us these fingers. These fingers were that means by which we can eat. Instead of using these fingers to make Allah happy, we use these fingers in the most evil and filthy places on our phones and computers. All that Allah wants from us, just give up all of this. We give it up, and Allah will give us the most greatest gift a man can get, which Allah calls here the true success. And if people after that say, that hey, you're acting too pious, why you give up your TV? Why you change your life? What's wrong with you? Then Allah says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. People will say a lot of things. Don't bother with it. True honor is with Allah. And your name Allah will keep in the world. If you think it won't happen, try it. Go through the process. And you will see the honor Allah will give. Allah bless me and bless us all with tawfiq of taqwa.